One thing that I will say was what was very important was we needed a broad range of key allies and stakeholders. So we needed the support, for example, of the health unions, of faith-based organizations, of consumer rights groups. So it didn't look like it was just impacting one particular segment of our community, but it was having a far-reaching impact. We had an advocacy day. We had ongoing legislative meetings. And then lastly, it was just very important for us to track the political pulse and understand, you know, windows of opportunity. When we started this campaign 2 years ago, our administration was relatively new. We had a new mayor. We had many, many new city council as well. We had a new health commissioner. So I think all of us were trying to figure things out and how things work. So there was a new city council funding initiative process. Many of us as advocates, what we knew from the last administration just didn't work. And so we had to be very flexible in that. But there was also a lot of opportunities, you know, from this administration. They've really pushed this participatory approach in really addressing vulnerable communities. So we saw that as a wonderful opportunity for us to introduce this new initiative. And here are just some pictures of the different hearings, our strategy meetings, and, you know, for example, we had a very rainy advocacy day, but, you know, we still brought people out, which was great. So some of our key wins, after a two-year campaign, we were able to get funding for $1 million. This year, we're going to be rolling out funding 12 groups to do outreach, and there will be four lead agencies that will be funded. Unfortunately, I think with any campaign, you know, you hope for really high. So we had hope for $5 million. We got something, so I think that's huge. We were able to secure $1 million, and we know that there were many, many other campaigns that weren't funded. So we're thankful that we were able to see this through. But also, unfortunately, we were not able to secure an RFP process. What ended up happening was awards were New York City Council designated. These are the 12 awardees that will be receiving this funding, and we're looking forward to working with many of them. Again, lessons learned, some of that I had already mentioned, but I wanted to highlight that, you know, in any campaign, there's going to be negotiations and compromise. Although our original proposal was not what we had, envisioned, but we had to be extremely nimble and flexible and think about other ways of how to move this forward. And then also just understand that oftentimes, even at the last hour, you know, things can change and that we have to be able to move forward. This campaign, I don't think, would have been as successful and been able to be pushed within 2 years if we didn't have diverse stakeholders. We had a lot of support from many sectors of our community. And then lastly, advocacy doesn't end with a budget handshake with the mayor and the city council speaker. This project is just rolling out. We're already getting geared up for the next budget season and figuring out ways of how we can ensure that we can continue this funding and think about ways how we can strengthen and take these lessons learned of how to make it better, and hopefully we will get funded again for a second year. Okay, just pictures here too. So next steps, again, as I mentioned, 12 organizations selected from the 5 boroughs. We are going to be launching our first 4-day training for our awardee organizations later this month, and we're getting ready for FY 2017 very soon. Great, thank you.